Viva Frelimo! Viva Frelimo!
Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Aina mwisho, Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Aina mwisho, Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Viva Frelimo, the story of the national liberation struggle in Mozambique, the story of a victory, and of the men and women who made it possible.
Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Part 9, The Flag of Freedom. The signing of the Mozambican Independence Agreement on September the 7th, 1974, removed the cause of the Mozambican liberation struggle. After 10 years of war, Portugal had finally agreed to hand over power to Frelimo. A ceasefire was declared throughout the country. But not everyone was happy about the agreement. It had been a severe setback for imperialism and a total defeat for Portuguese fascist diehards. Moments after the agreement was signed, these diehards made a desperate attempt to prevent Frelimo from taking power. They took over the radio station in the capital, then called Lorenzo Marques, and began making anti-Frelimo broadcasts. They called on supporters among the elite Portuguese commando units to assemble at certain points where they would be addressed by commanders. The fascist rebels called themselves the Dragons of Death and quickly showed what kind of Mozambique they wanted. They went to the capital's main prison and released about 200 PIDE secret police agents of the ousted Caetano regime, who were being held pending inquiries into the torture of Mozambican political prisoners. Other supporters of the Dragons of Death were touring black areas of the suburbs of Maputo in jeeps, shooting Mozambicans at random. Instead of relaxation after the Lusaka agreement, there was tension. President Samora Machel was in Dar es Salaam at the time, and from there he made a radio broadcast to the people of Mozambique and the Portuguese army in Mozambique. He said the band of thugs who had taken over the radio station were in the pay of international imperialism and wanted to prevent Mozambique's independence. They were, he said, trying to create a climate of racial conflict, chaos and anarchy, which would serve as a pretext for new foreign intervention in Mozambique. President Samora Machel's message was broadcast the day after the signing of the Lusaka Agreement, which had committed the Frelimo guerrillas and the Portuguese armed forces to cooperate in safeguarding public order and guaranteeing the process towards independence. The president therefore called upon the Portuguese troops to neutralize reactionary and subversive agents in the urban areas which were still not occupied by the Frelimo forces. He also declared that Frelimo would not tolerate any racial conflict, and he called on the Mozambican masses to make a clear distinction between the white population as a whole and the handful of white criminals who were trying to create chaos in Lorenzo Marques. President Samora said the white population was made up essentially of honest workers, and part of his message was addressed specifically to them. "We tell you without ambiguity," he said, "that the criminal forces of colonial fascist reaction are trying to use you to safeguard the privileges of a handful of men who exploit you as well as the black population. We repeat what we have always said. Our struggle is your struggle. It is a struggle against exploitation, a struggle to build a new country, to establish people's democratic power."
Frelimo,
mwisho.
Aina mwisho, prelimu, aina mwisho.
Prelimu, aina mwisho.
Aina mwisho, prelimu, aina mwisho.
Prelimu, aina mwisho.
The occupation of the radio station by the Dragons of Death lasted just one weekend. It began on Saturday the 7th of September and ended on Monday the 9th, after the Portuguese armed forces gave the rebels an ultimatum to get out or face the consequences. Although it was the Portuguese armed forces who got the reactionaries out of the radio station and other positions they were occupying in the capital, the event was an indication of the political and military strength of Frelimo. The collapse of the revolt was the result of two factors, one of which was the fact that the Dragons of Death were not supported by any significant section of the Portuguese army. Many Portuguese soldiers were by this time sympathetic to Frelimo, but even those who were not knew that if they tried to renew the war, they would be smashed. They knew that Frelimo had thousands of freedom fighters in position in the south of the country, an area which had not previously been affected by the armed struggle. Militarily, the Mozambican people's vanguard could not be stopped. The other factor was the evident political support that Frelimo enjoyed in this same area, even though the war had not reached it. After the April 25th coup d'etat in Portugal, a whole series of new political parties sprang up in the south, especially in the capital. They were presented to the world by Portuguese reactionary forces as evidence that Frelimo was not the only candidate for political power in Mozambique. These others had to be given a chance, so the argument went. However, during the period between the coup in Portugal and the signing of the Lusaka Agreement, there had been many popular demonstrations of mass support for Frelimo. The new political groups which had sprung up overnight were so obviously puppets being manipulated by outside forces that they were not even taken seriously by the broad masses. However, the Portuguese reactionaries in the radio station found themselves in a position in which they had to look for Mozambican allies. And on the second day of the radio takeover, it was reported that two of the puppet leaders, Uria Simango and Lázaro Nkavandame, had been summoned for consultations with the Dragons of Death.
Frelimo, aina mwisho. Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Simango, reacionario.
Reacionario, Simango, reacionario.
Simango, reacionario.
Reacionario, Simango, reacionario.
Simango,
but by now there was nothing that people like Nkavandame or Simango could do for the Dragons of Death. The reactionaries had stimulated greater support than ever for Frelimo by riding around in jeeps, murdering people in the streets. More than 100 people had died. The people in the townships had built barricades and were advancing gradually on the center of the town. The Portuguese armed forces movement moved and cleared the Dragons of Death out of the radio. The fascist revolt was over. There was only one more serious outbreak of violence provoked by reactionaries during the period of transitional government. This took place in the capital on the 21st of October, and it began when a group of Portuguese commandos attacked a Mozambican boy who was wearing a shirt decorated with the Frelimo flag. A number of passers-by expressed their anger at the commandos' action, and that was the pretext for the violence which followed. The commandos began firing, and this led to intervention by the Mozambique People's Liberation Forces, the Frelimo Army, which by this time was positioned in the city. During the day, there were more attacks by commandos on Frelimo soldiers, and when the people of the townships heard about the trouble, they once again began putting up barricades. But the situation was brought under control the same day, and the renegade Portuguese commandos were later put on a ship and sent off to Portugal. The events of the 7th of September and the 21st of October 1974 were the deathbed attempts of Portuguese colonial fascism to prevent the Mozambican people from taking power. The next 8 months of peace were used by Frelimo and the people to lay the foundations for a new African independent state, the People's Republic of Mozambique. That state was born at midnight on June the 25th, 1975, when the vivid colors of the flag of the new nation were hoisted for the first time, a flag that symbolized 10 years of struggle and sacrifice, a flag that symbolized the victory of Frelimo and of the Mozambican people, the flag of freedom.
Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Aina mwisho. Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Aina mwisho. Frelimo, aina mwisho.
Frelimo.
And that brings us to the end of Viva Frelimo, the story of the national liberation struggle in Mozambique. The 9-part series was produced at the studios of Radio Mozambique in Maputo.
Frelimo.
Aye.